Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. The better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate, being kind to others, also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others. Live a life of balance and freedom. Free yourself from fear. Free your soul in love. Let love be your language. Love is your breath. Love is your life. Love your breath. Love your life. You are love eternal. You are love divine. You are love here. You are loved now. You are love. Be love here. Be love now. You are love.
brothers and sisters of Celestial Nations, Brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now, and I'm going to need you guys' complete attention in this situation. That's all right. The collapse has begun. All right. I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right. And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right. These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right. We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right. Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. All right. It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right. But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse means to be to revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Baturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right? So I am paired up with Osiris. And we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise that I had to do, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together and everything is going to disappear. All these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right? So we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here. And this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right? So we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together, the masculine and the feminine. So we are in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. Our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. Alright? And what's going on all along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, and then I say the Arctic Circle, all on fire. Right now, the Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves that, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather, just know that the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. Alright? This is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing, and she's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original beings of this planet. Alright? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you said the world is gonna be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but a system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fake dominance, that's gonna come to an end. It's going to be destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed by fire. Alright? It's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now, and it's been burning, and it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now it's at Colorado. They're worried right now, because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams. They had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire, Turkey's on fire, parts of Europe is on fire, the other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day, washed away. We wash our hands of you, all of you reptilians and draconians and other species, whatever. We, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage. that, we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. Brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, are all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross sea somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. Alright? The internet is an organism. And we'll always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as the original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmos. Alright? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter, right? Cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma, you know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun. And we're watching it and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system and we're breaking their systems. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures. Build designs. Create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. just want to share it with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. and this United States corporation, which is 15 states in the area of Atlantis, are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we're going to take away the water. We're going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money. We told you we're taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps asking me Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. So, the collapse has begun, all right? And what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dry goods, water, because there's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right? They're running. Because they know what's coming. And they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power. You know, but it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire, and he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it. So they go into a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they run into. I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother Polite and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. The most southern and the most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when this system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would be regenerating, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We told you. We told you. We warned you. Now wrath comes upon you. And we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom, guys. As you know, I'm your host, Haru the Seven Oracle, and I'm always joined with the Ear Family. We got Auntie LJ in the building. We also got Eternal in the building. We also have one dedicated listener who is actually on with me sometimes in the AM. You know what I mean? So shout out to area code 708 for your, just for always listening. I do see you and recognize you. And hope to get to know you, the unknown caller. So anyhow, on today's Motivational Classroom, guys, what we're going to be talking about is open discussion, actually. You know, I wanted to come back and do this particular broadcast and just have an open discussion, you know, what's on your mind, but what's on your heart, you know what I'm saying? There are a lot of things going on, okay? I shut down last week, you know what I mean? I just couldn't do it, you know? Something happened, okay? Something happened because I felt it coming. You know, I know Auntie LJ talks about this a lot, like how she could feel shit coming sometimes. This one I felt coming, like the more aware that, you know, that I particularly go within and I start to, you know, just the inward work that we do, you know, especially shadow work, you know, I'm becoming more and more aware of the spiritual things, you know what I mean? It's beautiful, you know, it's beautiful internally, you know what I'm saying? So nothing but raw growth. But last week, you know, it was just sometimes, you know, I feel that it gets heavy. Sometimes, you know, and a lot of times we just want to check out, you know, and I noticed this with the men. I want to talk to the men for a second because I noticed it in the men, and I noticed it in the masculine energy, you know. We started to get real aggressive, and these are just some of the men, you know, in my, like some of my cousins, and, you know, I just started paying attention to some of the men, and, like, we was, like, out of whack, you know. As Auntie say, spiraling, you know what I'm saying? And I was one of them, too. You know, I was like, okay, wait, Keith, you know, you spiraling, bro, but you spiraling, but, like, why are you spiraling? You know what I mean? So it's like taking evaluation, you know what I'm saying, of self, you know, and just a lot of shit has transpired, you know, towards the end of July, the beginning of August, you know what I mean? So shout out to the men. If you are going through something or, you know, you feel, you know what I'm saying, what I have come to is this is a wonderful time for that deep self-evaluation and shadow work, but not being resistant toward it, but going into it and just observing it for what it is, you know, not judging it, you know, as right or wrong, you know, but just simply observing it, you know what I'm saying? So how am I feeling today? Today I'm feeling creative. I'm painting again, guys. Things seem to be, you know, I want to say that things seem to be getting back on track, but who taught me that they were off track, right? Who taught me that things were off track because we are in a cycle of, you know, shadow work, you know what I'm saying, that we're subconsciously resistant to, so we think we are off track. Is it that we are off track, or is it that, you know, this is something that was not taught on how, you know, we should navigate and deal with, you know, these areas or these cycles have you in, you know, our lives? So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor just to see how everybody else is doing. So if you want to call in, guys, speak to us. The number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. And shout out to everybody in Facebook land. I am and also in Facebook jail. It's amazing how all that shit line up because I went on break and shut down before, you know, I was sitting in Facebook jail, but it's like the universe always comes back, you know, to always comes back to co-sign that I need to be focused right now. You know what I'm saying? So they threw me in jail for some shit weeks back, went back and got a picture and threw me in jail, you know, weeks back. Hey, but I was cool. I don't even care to come back, y'all. I promise. It's like I've been so focused. Like, you know, I don't even give a crap about that blue app because sometimes that blue app can be worse than heroin, okay? You can get addicted and it'll just take you and, you know, you just forget everything that you're supposed to be doing because why? You're on Facebook. I can literally be sitting in my bed and be on Facebook, like, from the morning, and I look up and it's 7 o'clock p.m. and all I have done is been on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's worse than heroin crack or whatever. But find a drug, okay? So anyway, peace and love to you, Auntie LJ. How are you feeling? Welcome back. I don't think you've been back, truly been back, since your grandmother's passing. So how are you? Peace. So, Auntie LJ, we cannot hear you. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Eternal. All right, Eternal, peace. I can't come in on Facebook, but I see that you are in Maryland, I think. You're doing a vending event in Maryland. I hear the good music. Peace, how are you?
greetings. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling creative today.
That's it. That's purpose. Yeah. You know, I know the last 7 days we take a toll to, you know, how do we create this part, the creative side, the purpose behind everything, you know. Yeah, it was a shift going on today. We're still feeling that shift because of the Virgo energy and how Mother Mary, you know, is how we basically are following the mother. So a lot of us brothers are looking at what to look for. Is she still going the same way with the mask on? And, you know, is she still following suit towards this religion, which supposed to have been religious about her, but religion about not her? You know, are we still moving the way we stand? Because from here it's called September, you know, in September they cut the tree down. So when we hear the word step, as in to separate, this is the point of your decisions of how do you use it now from your belly instinct. Are we really in tune with this, or are we just going to say that the way that life has been teaching us, this is how we're treating it? And in that format, is there ways, like you say just a second ago, are you being creative? Are you going to just go by the grain of what everybody's showing you, or are you going to go against the grain and become who you actually are? You're at now a statement of yourself. So the status is, whether you're in state or out of state, what is the status of yourself? Do you feel jurisdiction over yourself? Do you feel that you could be a venue? Just like I'm vending, that's what venues are. We're vending, like we're having an event to let out things. So eventually we'll see progress from it. Your reward is what I just said to a sister earlier. I said, I may be a point of what you're looking at to be a help for you. Yes. I am a service. Yes. I am a servant. No. I'm not a servant. I'm no one's servant. If I'm a servant, I'm a servant to myself. Mm-hmm. And with that being the case, is I have a bowl, but I'm filling my bowl up before I start filling your bowl up. I got to do that for myself, to have myself being self-preservation, you know, and that self-evaluation will start to show once I see that I'm not doing the right thing for myself. The first thing you're going to end up doing is cheating on yourself before you cheat on anybody. So the idea of being in a relationship or going to having a relationship, you got to be in tune with yourself to say, I am so focused that I won't even cheat on myself, let alone cheat on this person. So now is the point of how do you see yourself coming to your truth? You are now a truth of yourself. You're going to be that way ever since you started till how it ended. Now, of course, they'll say I'm a different me, and that's true. That's what the word true represents. You're a true you until you see the truth you. And that's why the true can change from today and from yesterday. And yet someone sees it as true to them, but then they see it not true today. And this is what explains us in our spiritual realm. How are we seeing this this neglect, this abuse, and this dysfunction? These are the three basic principles that a lot of us are still gearing into. Where do we say, oh, don't sodomize the man? Well, if you're not sodomizing the man, is this the same thing you're saying as foreplay? Because if it's about that whole connection, there's a point of saying there's a pre-sexual connection, sexual connection, and there's a post-sexual connection. And we're saying this is that love that we're supposed to have that's unconditional towards ourselves. But when we hear when a man sodomizes another man, it's basically cutting off the man's genitals. So now there's a different way of how we even call these things what it is, circumcised. And now the circumvent of what we're doing to each other. Now with circumstances, what happens? But when we using our circumference, you see what's missing in our circumference. We're not going out far enough through the radius of our point of ourself to come out the diameter and now see your full circle of yourself. Not only just one time full circle, you got to go around it a couple times. See yourself from the backside, your front side, your inside, your outside. How do you see the floor as the ceiling? And if it is a ceiling, is that where you just stopped at? Because you can go further. We don't have to actually have a ceiling to our walls. We create laws all the time. So now our laws is our land, air, and water. How do we consist and be consistent on that makes a difference. Now, of course, if I jumped on the ceiling and jumped off of it and you saw me fall, you're going to probably say, nah, I ain't doing what he just did. Well, you might need a hang glider. You might need rope to come down off the ceiling. There's different ways that we have to now be in tune with how to adapt ourselves. And if not, we've been adopting a lot of things without seeing what we can adapt to. You don't have to actually do this the left way. You can do it the right way. You don't have to do it the wrong way. You can do it the left way. This is why most people say these things and make you stuck in one condition. But it's localizing yourself. We don't need to be local unless you're just ready to get the invents going and help people out and then come out of that local mind mentality, because, you know, even the word local or locos meaning that you're crazy. But only the brilliant people do these crazy things. Not everybody's going to be on your page. And if people start questioning you, they're just a point of being a follower towards you. That's why they question you. They need more information. They like what you're doing. It's the whole reason why they're questioning it, because they want to get a better understanding, because all they knew was to understand it. That's why it became an understatement, an underestimate on thought. So the more we get in tune with it, we'll say, okay, you know what? I am questioning this being, but I'm questioning because I'm in admiration. Now, most people won't say that, won't even admit that. They will feel like, you're confusing me. You're going around confusing people. Well, the only person I'm confusing is the person that's saying that. So now it takes one to know one. It's all in our energy. How do you use your chi? How do you use your breath? How do you make your breath so in tune with itself that when you give it back out, it's like you touch somebody and now it gave them an instant shock. Not a negative shock, but a positive one to be like, oh my goodness, I need to meet this brother or this sister, because this is what they be speaking, I'll be speaking. And I don't know why nobody else is speaking this. So it takes time for us to actually be in tune with this level of how we're looking at things, this level of how we're training ourselves. As what the Jedi would do when he come out of the cave. If he carried that gun, which my father said, he said, at one point I was carrying the gun, but then I realized I ain't got to carry the gun no more. And it's because of you, son. You told me, Dad, why you got to carry that gun? And he had to think about it. It gives a man a thought to say, well, who am I protecting anyway? And if I don't believe in, as they say, or know of, or have that high spirit that we talk about, why are you carrying a gun?
Okay.
You're telling me the physical working better than your spiritual and your mental? Now we got a problem. So if you're not one who's guarding around everybody in the neighborhood, you're only guarding that gun for yourself and your mouth and how you've been speaking. And when somebody says something to you that you don't like coming out their mouth, and this is how you want to equalize it. You want to stabilize it. It's been called the equalizer for a reason.
Or knife.
It's been even called a terminator. Yeah, knife too. Knife is for cutting. So now we want to slice and cut someone because of their action and their words. But the same thing, their action and the words is just like them saying it. So now, is your knife just as great as the sword that you say out of your own mouth? These are words. Words are swords with an S. Just the S is on the back instead of in the front. We have to now look at what is this that might even demoralize us as we're saying it to each other. I don't want to hurt you, brother. I just want to infect as the effect that happens to be the parasite that's in your body. I want to get rid of that. If I can help you with that, and you want me to help you with that, we'll be a guest to each other. Not just a G-U-E-S-S, but a G-U-S-T. We got to be in more guest confining connections. I might be a gesture to you for right now, but until you see this out of the comical way to really put yourself in an animated way to how we always been in the first place, we can see ourselves with imagination. Some of us got really dull and bored with our lives. So now that we're walking around, we're like on a board getting ready to jump off of it, like walking off a plank. This is the whole idea of what blank is. They want us to think like a blank man. They called it blank man. They made a superhero called blank man. How are you a superhero? But this is from nothing. You have to create something from nothing. So you are nothing creating something. And that makes you more vivid, more strong, more animated, more to stand on your feet versus just falling down and to the wayside because someone said something that made you out of whack. If they said it, okay, you might have to challenge it or just walk away from it. We don't have to fight every fight. Not every fight is meant for us to fight. That's why I call it a fight in the first place. But this is where the word becomes if and fight. If is fire. Fire is the energy of the fire. Whenever we use the F sound, you're expressing fire off your lips. So we don't see if our friends are connected that same way as the fire that you speak of, then they're not your friends. They're associates. You might have associates next to you. You might have people that just want to help you accomplish things but don't want to be a part of the accomplishments. And that's where we get accomplices from. And they say you get in trouble is because of your party that you're with. So now we got to be mindful. How much of my party in tune with me as I am with my party? When you are a guest or a host, it's the same thing. You're a host to the gestures as a gesture. So now your suggestions are vivid, are a point of you have to give it a reason for it. Somebody going to ask you, well, why did you do that? Well, you got to have an answer for it, or you don't have to answer for it. That's how this life is. It's like to tell you, some people going to question it. Some people going to move with it. Some people that ain't even going to, you know, have a question at all and ain't even going to even entertain it. So now you know the three principles of how some of us either might neglect it, abuse it, or dysfunction it. And this is how we've been living our lives through what we call the Trinity, what we call Alekpa, what we call, just like he put Jesus, Esu. You know what I mean? Like, how do you see the in-between of your left and your right? How do you use a three lefts and equal one right and three rights equal one left? This is the mathematics now. We're being taught by math, my automatics. We're being taught by how many times did we go through a redundant circle and now see that you could bring a 1 in it, 2 in it, 3 in it, all the way up to 9, and then go back down with the redundant numbers again to bring it back to what it is again. But it's through a fraction of this, not the whole of it. And the more you see that if you're already a whole being and you've been taken to be a fraction of a being, then maybe how the fraction of the thought is how we're thinking instead of how we started from the beginning. You are the past in the present, not just a past being the present. You're a past in the present. So now how do you use your present as a past and not to be destructive on what you saw in the past? Because an expert walked in the room, he said, oh, man, I already know what he getting ready to do. Well, how about he do something different? You going to be ready for that one? We can't really always assume, because when we make an ass you me, I assume you're making an ass of you and me when we assume that we're going to do certain things. This is why thinking is a point of being inside yourself. Until it comes out, then it's a thought. But you can't say it until what? It's already passed now, because you're going to say, I thought this was da-da-da-da-da. Yet thought represents present. Just like when I just learned earlier, a brother said, when a child is in the room to say, he be tripping, or I don't like him, because what he says has me to be trip, has to be a trip, has to be a trip, instead of being, he be tripping. Now, when I use the word be, it's a form of present. But now when I said be a trip, that's like saying being of the present, but now it's the past. So when the child said he'd be tripping, that's in the nowness state. That's how much we'll be like out of tune with this. That's why this is very important. How do we learn each other's language? How do we know that the language is like their lingo in a dialect different? Because when the dialect has changed, it's only because of the area that they've been in. But when the language is the same, it's because of the area that they've been attained to. So we go to another area, there's your past in the present. Now, how do you stay present? You see what I'm saying? And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
Eternal, real quick though, I didn't get to listen to all, but you spoke yesterday on communication. So you saying that, you know, we must learn each other's language. How does communication tie into that, and why is it so important? It's, this communication thing is huge.
Yeah. The present of your communication will help your past of your communication if you know how to familiarize the ongoing people that's around you in that form. Like, we have to be in tune with that. We have to be in tune with, let's say if you pointed, right, which I just had someone point at me just a second ago, I could read their information off of a body language. Just from them pointing makes you say, okay, he must be talking about me. He ain't even got to say you. Mm-hmm. He's just looking at you, and he pointed at you. Body language. Body language is like one of our major awarenesses that when we first get in tune with the languages that we're wanting to speak of, just like with a child, we start with a child giving them a body language. You might have said, ah-ah, and as soon as they say, ah-ah, you're in the staring in their face, they already see the stern look in your face. It's not just, oh, she just didn't mean that. No, she really didn't mean that. And she said, ah-ah, and she, you know, she had this jump about it that where she looked like she was about to take me out because I'm just not paying attention. So this is what the whole importance of how do you see language and how is it in your communication? And if it's not known, how is it more important to know it once you didn't know it? Because certain things we'll keep doing and we'll act like we don't know it. But don't people get angry or mad?
Mm-hmm.
Or disturbed? And once they get angry, mm-hmm. mad, or disturbed, thank you. Once they get angry, mad, or disturbed, it's because of the impatience. They say, wait, man, this person not listening. Obviously, this person ain't listening to me. So now you get angered because of what this person is doing. But now, again, just like I was saying, past and present, if you don't hear it, know it as neglect, abuse, or dysfunction, it becomes a point that that's why the communication ain't there. If I was already at a point not really wanting to communicate with you too much, and then we end up having to have to communicate, then it might not be as much as the communication that I want to give you. You know what I mean? Because just like an interest, you got to have an interest in it, right? Like with interest, it gives you a different rate of things. And if you're not interested in it, you change the rate of it. That's why it's like a point of saying, how do you credit things before they get credit? Most people end up crediting it before they even supposed to have to get credit towards it. But once they get it in their hand and they finally see what it is, they be like, wait a minute, this ain't what I... Now they ready to tell the negative about it before they even knew it was positive. But because we didn't question these things, we become a follower to that without realizing. And then you got somebody else following you because you said, yeah, it was free. And you walked right on in. And then as soon as you walked in, they said, no, that's $20. You're like, oops. Man, somebody told me it was free. Well, you didn't question before you walked in the door. You just walked on willy-nilly. And you bought a person with you. So now your past and your present, and your present is now a result from your past. So we definitely got to put communication in to make it an effort. Like, just like, for example, I sent out the flyer to let people know I was coming to this event. My cousin pops up. And he was telling me yesterday, he said, man, can you make it to this event? And I said, man, I ain't got time for that. I'm going to this event. I find out today he comes right on in the yard, the same yard I'm in. I'm like, look at this. My cousin right here next door to me now. He's right next to me, right next to me. All because of communication.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were talking about this one. But it was like I was so abrupt to say, I can't do it. And it was like, I'm doing it with you. I didn't even know. I was just didn't get to communicate on that same face. And that's what I mean by, like, how do you have a friendly communication towards each other to where You don't get impatient. You don't lie. You just do what it takes to be communicative towards each other. And once you feel in that,
yeah.
Like he just saw me right now, he just looked right at me, and he's like, he must be in a conversation deep. He just looked at me. He was like, let me walk
yeah.
away from him. I didn't even look
yeah,
at him and say, look,
yeah.
I ain't having a bad conversation. But my arms are expressing and my head is moving. So
yeah,
I can be talking
language.
To a woman for all
mm-hmm.
you know. He's like, yeah, the body language. Like, wait a minute, this person might be talking
yeah.
personal. I don't want to get too deep. I don't know what he's
yeah.
talking about. I don't
yeah.
want to get too close, though.
yeah.
That's how you know that
yeah.
when people honor you, they will respect your conversation enough to not even get involved in it. That's how deep it can go.
Mm-hmm.
Or in reverse,
mm-hmm.
that they're so, you know, lovable and into your energy that they want to help you and see what's going on in your conversation and even better help you in the conversation. Because sometimes it might be the person on the other end that doesn't hear what you're saying. And you might need another person that's in your, I'm not going to say follower, but in your tribe that can speak that language to them. I found that from Rhonda, the Thought Healer. She's a powerful sister. She out there right now on Instagram, and that's all she do. She make the thoughts come out. She creates her thoughts come out and say, who's the leader, who's the follower? And the major thing is unification. If we're not in unification, who are you unifying?
Because
if you ain't unifying, you separating everybody. You going around just separating everything. You're not even thinking about unifying nothing, because that's not in your vocabulary. That's not one of the words you say a lot of. So that's why, just like what we're doing right now, this enhancing the awareness on the radio aspect from what a podcast is on a blog talk concept. All that's there collaborated into one. You can take this anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can make money off of this if you wanted to. But this is where
yeah.
you're supposed to have the rites of passage built in just like that, that is infrastructure, that a point of there's no destruction coming from any angle. It could be coming from all angles that this could be implemented in the best way possible for our people to intercede they self. Because there's no way we're going to further educate ourselves if we can't relate to what we're educating ourselves to. How can you relate to anything if you don't know from north from south? Your head being north and your feet being south. A lot of people, when they say outside or inside, when they come back into this life or reality, they have to face it this way. Where they say, wait a minute, most people who think from the north talk this way. Or most people who are from the south talk this way. You ever notice when you go up north, and I'm not just in the future right now, I'm not stereotyping all of us. I'm just saying in the majority, not a lot, or yeah, got to be more than a half. All right, so in this majority of when you go up to upstate New York or somewhere up there, the approach of mannerism is different compared to down south.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, am I right or wrong?
I've never been up north, so LJ's from New
okay,
York.
So how far up north have you went? Have you went anywhere higher than Virginia?
No, Atlanta.
Okay, so you run into people whether you are up north or down south. Everybody travels everywhere. So now you get people that come from up north, bring that same mentality down south, which is their past into the present. And now they're talking to you. And like I had a brother, he came straight up from the Bronx. And he come right on in the building. And he looked at our life. He says, y'all need to change our life. We looked at him like, what?
Oh.
That's the first thing he
said
out of his mouth.
I've never been up north, but I've encountered a lot of people from up north, so I do know that one very
yes.
well. It's very different. Yes, it is.
Yes, very different.
It is.
I'll get, they go
yes.
direct to the point, and, you know, it wasn't no hi, no
but
hey, how you doing,
it.
You know, kiss my ass,
mm-hmm.
nothing. I was like, dang, he went straight to the point about these lights.
Yeah.
I was like, that must be on his mind heavy. The first thing
yeah.
he said, he didn't say, hey, what's going on, how y'all doing? He was like, yo, y'all need to change these lights. I'm like, dang. Like, and how are you?
Yeah.
What's your name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even down south, I've gotten that too, where the police officers tell you, turn this way, go that way, turn this way. And I'm like, bro, like, hey, how you doing? How you doing first? I had one person say, hey, how
yeah.
you doing? And he looked at me, he's like, pardon me 1 second. What? Sure. And I was like, to a point, actually, all guys are 50 broke. I need change. Yeah. But, no, I'm just saying, like, even for the idea of people being in their positions, they kind of forget how to have that communication because they want to play their position. The thing is, it's called power, right? But yet power can be abusive if you don't know how to use it right. And that's what's going on. Some of us get this power, and then once they fill this position, they don't know how to work with that power and become very abusive towards the power. And that's why the position has changed. A lot of us change our position because we feel like we burnt out. You imagine talking to someone that's a police officer, like I said, from Georgia. He's been doing it for 20 years. His mentality is going to change compared to someone who just got in. They're fresh. His mentality is a little different from that mentality. So now you got to see, like, oh, this one's Mr. Nice Guy. This one ain't Mr. Nice Guy. And the one that's going to be Mr. Nice Guy might be the one that just came in because he's like, you know, I'm fresh. I don't know anybody. I don't want to cause no problems. And they said, you could be in a boat. You could be in a boat with an oar, but you ain't making no waves. You paddling, but you ain't making no waves. So they say sometimes you got to create the wave yourself in order for you to get certain areas, certain movement. So, of course, you could be Mr. Nice Guy, but don't be too Mr. Nice Guy because now everybody can push you or you're a pushover now. So it's like the one who's in there 20 years, he's looking at the other one like, yo, don't be a pushover. They're going to push you over. So now he got to learn from that one who's been in there 20 years. But don't, as they say, learn everything. Because you'll end up learning the negative just as much as the positive. And you say, oh, let me take this with me. And then you find out, wait a minute, this is negative. Should I be carrying this on my back? No, you shouldn't. If you know better, you'll do better. That's what we've been taught. So now we got to still implement this in our lives, our livelihood. Make your communication better, even to a child, to a baby, to where you don't get frustrated at the child because the child not understanding what you're saying. Maybe break it down to a different dialect where the child can now grasp it. And don't make it to a point where the baby sounds like a baby because you're making a baby sound, and that's why the reason why the baby acting like a baby. Because we got children that's growing up, they 13, talking like a baby. I'm like, hold up. How did baby, you're not a baby anymore. You're not a baby anymore. You're about to be in the teens.
They say stay in the child's place.
It's an insult.
They say stay in the child's place, but something in me, I just never, it never registered because I'm like, wait a minute. Are we not supposed to talk to each other on the same level? Isn't that even separating us in our communication?
Yes. Exactly. Keeping us separated and keeping the mentality at a low, docile. They want us to be docile. And what I mean by they is one who wants to be superior over you, one who wants to keep power over you, one who keep a position over us.
That
so when we say these things, we'll keep us docile. They'll say, oh, he don't know how to, you know, take care of his sister, or he don't know how to write, or he don't know how to stay hot, or he just woke up. I get a lot of that. He just woke up, or she just woke up. You got to forgive my son and my daughter. What? So you're telling me you're excusing your son or your daughter to be impolite to everyone because your child just woke up. So is that what you do too? Because you're emphasizing something, and it ain't just about your child. As outside as inside. And I get it. Don't talk to strangers. However, if I'm talking to you, that means I'm no longer a stranger. I'm getting ready to introduce myself to you. So you're going to still treat me as a stranger as I'm in front of you? And here's the other thing. If I'm a stranger, that means I'm a foreigner to this land. Ain't that something? I ain't a foreigner to this land.
Yeah.
I can't be a foreigner to this land. I'm on this land. I'm indigenous to this land. I'm more indigenous to this land than a police officer. I know more about this land than he do. So if I can't speak that out, then there is a problem with how we look in and how we feel and how we absorb by each other. Like, we got to observe and absorb. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Just take your phone number.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ. Auntie LJ, peace, Auntie, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. Greetings.
Okay, greetings, peace. Welcome back. It's been a minute. So welcome back. You know, I was telling the people, you know, you had been out for a minute because your grandma passed, and then that there was just a lot of things that just had kind of spiraled, you know, in your arena. So how are you? And welcome back.
I'm good. Today's a kind of melancholy day. My body doesn't want to listen to me. So
okay.
I've been putting a bunch of stuff in me, and I need to get it out of me. I'm not feeling too well today, but I'm pressing toward the mark in
pressing.
Spite of. Mm-hmm.
All right.
What happened was my grandmother transitioned, and then it was a domino effect. 7 people in 1 month transitioned, and it was a lot of energy. My grandmother and her youngest son transitioned 3 weeks apart. So we were doing a lot of funerals and a lot of traveling and just a lot of different stuff going on. But in spite of, I stand, I'm shifting. Again, it allows me to see the multi-levels of myself. And I think I said this on one of the shows before that, it helped me to realize my selfishness. You know what I'm saying? And in transition, I go through the areas of being selfish before I can reach my areas of releasing. So it is a process that I have now become very aware of for myself in that area. But I was listening to Eternal speak in the regards to the weaponry that people tend to have. And you guys have heard me say this before. We all speak English, but we all speak a different language from our experiences, from dialect, from many different, things that are going on in our individual spaces and places. And body language is definitely, thank you, Eternal. He gave condolences. We as individuals, body languages speaks louder than our vocal language. One, because your body language is your eyes are the doorway to your soul or the portal to your soul. So a lot of people give a lot of energy off prior to speaking just by how they look and, respond in the energy of what they're looking at and how they're looking at, what's being said and the people that are saying it. Also, as far as the weaponry, I'm going to speak personally, individually for myself. Yes, I carry a gun. Don't carry a gun. I'm a warrior. I'm a indigenous woman to this land, and it's a lot of people sleep that look like me. And there's a lot of people that I woke that don't necessarily look like me. And then there's the reverse of both of those. So in my solaceness of maintaining and sustaining my physical body, I carry a gun and I carry a blade. But that's also attached to my past. I've been in the gangs of rolling 60 Crips and all type of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I've had to defend myself. I've been violated. So these are spaces and places of which I deem that if anybody going to protect me before I start looking at my brothers to protect me, I have to be a protection for oneself. And seeing that the indigenous woman is an endangered species here in this corporation, it is very vital that everybody that is indigenous to this nation have some form of protection. And some of us are eloquent enough to speak ourselves out of issues. But most of us haven't gotten to those spaces and places to be able to do so as of yet. And bring me some fire, I'm probably not going to douse it until I understand why it needs to burn. And in that, I'm not going to give it oxygen to necessarily feed it until I trust it. So trust is a major role on how we communicate. Communicating the commune is us being willing to come together. Negate just means that there are various ways in which we're going to do that. So to communicate, we have to really be willing to want to have the conversations with the people who we're speaking to, and they have to want to hear it and converse as well. So if we're not in a space where we can remove, per se, our own reasoning for why we're having the conversation and be open enough to get the totality of reasons on why the conversation is necessary, then basically we're making a bunch of noise. And in that's where we get a lot of our chaos we're already noise. Your internal body is making noise. You're just not quiet enough to hear it. You can hear your heartbeat. You can hear your blood flow. You can hear your digestive system working. Some of us swallow deeply, so we can hear our throat swallowing. You can hear your ears pop. But it's all about how you commune with yourself on how you can commune with others. And that's important. Most people that have a lot of things to say, they don't know how to say it to themselves, less more say it to others. And they haven't taken the time out to say it to themselves prior to saying it to others so that they can do their due diligence in how to say it in a general way that everybody that is present can receive something from it.
A question
for
you. And that's
been our problem for a very long time. Pardon me?
So a suggestion for the people, you know, how does one do that? Is it something that can be taught, or how, because this communication seems to be huge. So, like, how does it look? Okay.
How do you talk to you? Yes,
okay.
Because when you talk to you, the way that you talk to you is the way that you're going to talk to others. If you uncut with you,
okay,
you're going to be uncut with others. If you're loving with you, you're going to be loving with others. If you are I don't give a fuck
okay.
motherfucker, you're going to be a I don't give a fuck to motherfucker to other people. If you're a caring, I'm concerned, I want to know motherfucker, that's what you're going to give to others. And these places and spaces shift and change throughout a day. Throughout a day. The lady next door can say something to you and you're peaceful and greetings and good morning and how are you and grand rising and, hey, you all ready for. But you didn't even say that to yourself. So if you're not talking to you first, then you're only giving what's in you and allowing that a space to come out. But you don't know yourself enough to know what's in you to understand why you come off to other people the way you do. I know that I'm a cutthroat person most of the time. I don't have time to be breaking down to Kenny Garrett status and stuff. I make sure that when I speak to me and I speak to the universe, I need for the people that come to me to be in alignment. So that the patience that I have is conducive for the patience that they need. So that the understanding that I have is on a level of the understanding that they need. I am one that I don't like to text message or text write or type write and stuff like that because people don't understand the energy in which I say a lot of things. And then it causes them to be offended. And at the end of the day, that's not my problem. I said what I said. How you took what I said ain't none of my business. Why did you take what I said the way you took it? It's your business on finding out why you feel the way you feel about what I said. I'm only accountable and responsible for what I say. I'm not accountable or responsible for how you take what I say. And people have to understand that. If you don't understand your own language, then how the hell are you going to be able to teach somebody your language? And your language shifts depending on who you're speaking to. If you're a person that loves children, when you see children, you're going to speak to children in a loving manner. If you're a person that I don't want to be bothered with kids, you cutting them off at the door. Come in, sit down, don't say nothing, don't touch nothing. Ask me for what you want. If it's available, I'll give it to you. If it's not, you can't have it. Now, some people will say, oh, well, she's stern. Other people will say, well, dang, I don't want to come over here and be bothered with that. She mean. But is she mean? You're coming into her space, and she's teaching you how to be able to have access to her space. She's not kissy poo poo you. Her house ain't child proof because the children that come to her house have been taught how to have access to her house or her space. Communication is being willing to teach people what you know about you and how you bring that out and to allow people to teach you what they know about them and how they bring that out. And you get highs and lows all between there. All up and through there, you get highs and lows. So, I mean, I don't know how anybody's running around society right now not feeling like they don't need a form of protection. Honestly, the government's corrupt, and the earth is pissed. So we got a whole lot of stuff going on. The earth is communicating and has been communicating for eons. How many people are listening to the earth? We still go into stores and buy plastic products that pollute the earth. Why is the government allowing plastic products when we want to save the ecosystem? I mean, as life goes on and things reveal themselves to you as an individual, at some point, whether you want to or not, you have to plug in to things outside of you. And in doing so, you have to be willing to talk to you first. You have to be willing to sit in your shit and get to know you so that you can teach people how to get to know you. Class is in session and Earth is a school. And if you're going to be around people in any diaspora, you're going to have to teach them how to love you. And I say that all the time. But you can't teach nobody how to love you if you don't know how to love you, if you don't know what love is conducive for you. And you're not going to be able to learn how to love anybody else, because if you're not willing to listen to you, let's be honest, how much are you really listening to others?
So just, you know, to anybody who, you know, hears that, and you don't, you know, because I'm feeling that a lot of people don't know how, right? So with that being said, guys, observing, you know what I'm saying, how you speak to you can be a great first step. Just observing on how you speak to you, you know, really observing that. And if you are not at a point to where you do not know how to love yourself because you were never taught, you never were shown examples of that, know that that's okay. Until you get to a point to where you're able to speak to yourself in a healthy manner, and you know what I'm saying, till you come to that. So don't feel a certain type of way if you're not there yet. But as you grow through your own shit, know that you can definitely get to that balanced place of a higher perspective when you learn how to talk to you, especially in your bullshit.
And I'm going to add to that, because a lot of people have been taught not to talk to themselves, and definitely don't answer themselves, because then you're considered crazy. And that is false information. That is false information. The best way to train yourself on how to deal with you is to do mirror work. Stand in the mirror and talk. Stand in the mirror and acknowledge your flaws. Stand in the mirror and acknowledge your beautifulness. Stand in the mirror and check you about how you talk to you. When you get up in the morning and you feel like you want to put bitch on your tongue, then and you decide, you know, bitch, you fine as hell. If that's how you talk to you and that's okay with you, then go in the mirror and tell you, bitch, you fine as hell. You fine as hell. You fine. You fine. You're fine. It's okay to be fine. And if you want to be a bitch today, be a bitch today. And if you don't want to be you know, there's levels to bitching. There's levels to everything you deem yourself. You can look in the mirror and be like, oh, this pimple is so ugly on my face. Now, how am I going to get this pimple to get off my face? How you going to love you to remove the pimple from your face? Are you going to be aware of what you're eating today because you want the toxins in your body to come out so that you don't have pimples on your face? Talk to you. Talk to you how you would want somebody else to talk to you. You want your mate, your partner, your mama to tell you love you every day. Get your ass up out the bed while you brushing your teeth. Tell yourself you love you. You know you woke up with a nasty attitude and you still love you. Now, how do I create the day that it ain't going to be a nasty day? Let me talk to me about that. Okay, we know you got this pimple on your face. You're feeling self-conscious. Let's not be self-conscious, because you're still beautiful even with the pimple on your face. That's temporary. Mm-hmm. Stop giving permanent energy to temporary things. We're going to fix this. We can fix this. Today, we're going to drink a lot of alkaline water, and we can even do an intermediate fast. So I'm going to skip lunch, but I'm going to have a hearty break fast so that I can maneuver through the day with my second stomach not growling and going crazy and, you know, my second brain, I'm sorry, not agitating me. So I'm going to break fast with a healthy meal. I'm going to eat fruits and vegetables today. And tomorrow, when I wash my face, maybe I won't use soap. So I'll make a plan to even be a better person for tomorrow in my now of my today. Now I've created a whole week of some shit talking to myself and standing fast that I'm not going to let no energy from your hell or mine cause me to sway on what I've set in place for myself. I am not good enough to create everything that I want, good, bad, or indifferent. These are conversations mm-hmm. that I have with myself. When I want somebody to love me, I go love me first. I be in the bathroom all day long in the mirror, and I got a couple of mirrors. And I done found out I can make multiple me's in the mirror. If I pull the medicine cabinet mirror open and angle it, I can see a whole lot of me. And guess what?
Yep.
I love all the me. You going to work? All right, he should have finished his food. But, you know, these are things that we have to do. You got a lot of dimensions to you. In your onion, you going to cry. But it cycles in your onion that if you add a little savor of the salt of the earth, that's you. That onion be good as hell as a blooming onion. That onion be good as hell in that spaghetti. That onion be good as hell for detoxing your feet. That onion be good as hell for cutting and opening up in your house and absorbing the toxins that are in the air of your house. How many ways do you use your onion? And how many ways have you set with you to come up with the ideas on how to use your onion? Every tear you cry ain't got to be a sad one. Hell, I go in the mirror sometimes, put my face on how I want to look for the day, and wash that shit off and look at me in my plain Jane and say, you is fine as hell. Girl, you know how much I love you. Girl, I will kill somebody about you and be telling the truth to me. Girl, you know what? You ain't big as a minute, but you big enough to maintain and sustain. And there's something about you that's heavy. That's why I keep you planted here on this thing called Earth. And we're going to be all right. Talking to the mini me. Because as above, so below, my me becomes a we. Before I can be a we to you, I got to be a we to me.
Auntie, I think it's important because I think a lot of times we don't know what women go through or been through. So it's very important, I'm feeling, that when y'all could tell yourself that you true, and I mean it. That's
well, listen, Keith, let me tell you something. This cancer came in my life, and it altered
too?
My body.
She beat cancer, y'all.
It altered my body. And I didn't have no hair. I was bald-headed completely to the skin. I didn't have no eyebrows. I didn't have no lashes. I was what most would deem strange, to say the least. My skin on my head was lighter than the skin on my body because at one point I had hair. I had hair that laid on my shoulders. And I woke up one day and I had no hair. And I had to love her. I had to embrace her. I woke up one day and I had no breath. And I had to stand in front of the mirror. And I looked like a science experiment of some sort. And I had to still love her. Because she was me. And this was the body that I was left with to be able to live and survive and still function and be radiant. And I stood in my mirror with one breath and no hair. And I thought for a minute, depression started trying to sneak up. There ain't no man going to want to be bothered with you. You can't, you know, you can give the illusion with clothes on, but how you going to be intimate? How you going to feel confident enough to want to make love or have sex?
Negative self-talk.
Who wants to look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Who? You don't even want to look at it. You ain't got no hair. Mm. You ain't got no breath. You only got one breath. You know what I'm saying? You're losing weight. You're small. You're tiny. Who want that? Don't nobody want that. Ain't nobody looking for that. Don't nobody want to be bothered with that. Don't nobody want to be seen with that. You look like a science experiment. Who loves that? Who care about that? Mind you, I had went through cancer by myself. Me and my household.
By yourself.
And I had a baby who had just had open heart surgery. And with special needs. This. Who wants to be bothered with this? Who cares about this? You can't even get your brothers and sisters to step up. You can't get your cousins to step up. You can't get no man to step up. You can't. You don't even want to step up. You don't like you. You don't like what you see.
That negative self-talk is what kills people.
It is. And so one day I took a picture, and I was sitting in my kitchen, and I was bald-headed. And I put my prosthetic in my boob, and I had on a sports bra and a pair of shorts, belly out, fuck it. And I smiled, a simple smile, took the picture, and posted it. I love me. I wouldn't give a fuck if I don't have nothing but a third eye on my forehead and got to roll my head to the corner store. It's my head. It's all that I got of this body. And it belongs to me. And I'm going to love it healthy. I'm going to love it whole. Even if a person can't see that my physical body isn't whole, I'm going to create a soul body that's going to be so goddamn radiant, you're going to think I got two titties. You gonna think I'm the sexiest, prettiest, baddest motherfucker stomping this thing called Earth. And I'm a saying that I'm an illusion of inclusion. I'm going to be who I am, and you going to love me because I love me. And I love me whole, even though parts seem to be missing. I'm going to love me whole. And I started loving me whole. And that picture got so many likes and hits on Instagram and, oh, you are beautiful. And, oh, you, not many women can pull off not having hair and da 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 da. And because before I posted it, I spoke into the picture. I came to terms with what that picture was going to draw. I created what people were going to see. And they started saying, eyes are beautiful. You have beautiful bone structure. Your skin is so clear. Your lips are so full. I can see the authenticity of your face. You don't have on no makeup. Your dimples are beautiful. Oh, you have such a baby face. I started something from my thought process, put that energy into the picture, and fed off of it. Everything that came through was a lollipop, a grape, an orange, an apple, a freezy pop, or whatever the hell I thought was going to taste good. I was eating that shit up. And every day that I stood in the mirror, I made myself unrobe. Stood in the mirror, and I told myself that I am not good enough for love. I am not good enough for somebody to want me. I am not good enough to be beautiful, even with my missing parts, because I'm the wholeness of myself. And when I'm whole with me, then I can be whole with others. And when I'm whole with others, then we are part of the whole. And the whole doesn't have to always go downward. This whole going to bring me up right from where I stand. And when I can see the sky through my hole, I become my own tornado that shakes the debris of what I thought I wasn't good enough for and allows me to stand in everything that I say I am. And because I love me, I can love everything else. even if it's from a distance. That's just a fraction of my darkness. And so when I tell y'all that I go into my darkness, I go into my darkness to meet the little girl that thought she was ugly because she didn't have hazel eyes and she didn't have green eyes and she didn't, you know, she's got all this blonde hair on her body and people think that she's fuzzy and it's funny. And, you know, the things that were uniquely and divinely created about me that were different from other people, I learned to fall in love with that. I learned to allow my uniquenesses to be the things that I could bring to a table amongst many and say, I don't have much to bring in my alabaster box, but I'll share with you who I am. And I'll be all that I am from my alabaster box. I'll open my Pandora's box with you, and I'll allow you in with respect and love that you see pieces of you as well in my Pandora, in my alabaster box. And from here, now we can type into the similarity, the things that are familiar, and then be appreciative for the things that are uniquely and divinely created that are different between the all that is us. And when you allow yourself to love your imperfections, it makes you perfectly whole to love your perfection. And you will draw the people who have done the same. And even in your discord,
most importantly,
it will be appreciated and it will be respected because it will be given in an exchange of love that is conducive to the all.
That last part. Eternity, you want to hop in there and say something?
Man, she was dropping them jewels, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jack, how you feeling?
A lot of women.
I'm good,
brother.
Thank you.
Shay, man, that was perfect. Love yourself. You can't love nobody until you love yourself. You're like, man, what's going on with you? You better love yourself. Yeah, kiss back and love yourself. Yeah,
and
that's true.
Find that loving yourself will bring the love that you're looking for.
Come on now.
The love that you
there was
got
this,
external.
Say it again.
I said when you love yourself, it'll bring the love that you think is outside of yourself to you. See, what we mess up
at
is that we think that because we say it about ourselves, that is activated. We have to activate our love for ourselves.
Yeah, put some words
and
to it.
The universe knows when you're lying. The universe
knows
when you, I love me, and you not love
me.
Well, yeah,
so
prove
the
it.
Universe brings you somebody who not going to love you.
Right.
And then you
put somebody right in your way.
Up, and you're like, why they didn't love me? Because you ain't loving yourself.
All right, take a time out.
The accountability.
That's when you get grounded. You get grounded by, exactly. We get grounded by accountability. Our accountability shows our efforts and what's coming behind that. What's the full fulcrum when it becomes full circle? And not just the full circle itself, but the cyclic out of the circle. So you see that it's not just what we were saying earlier. Not just a 360. You got to see how it works in another position. You might have to use a different power. You might have to use air instead of water. You might have to use fire instead of land energy. So that's why a lot of the things become flaw in the word law. Got to know how to use the etheric energy. There was this man, he said he wanted to learn how to go to his highest high. So he asked this bull. And the bull said, yeah, I can show you how to get to the highest high. He took a couple of the crap that was from him and gave it to him. He was like, here. Now go up to the mountain and see how the highest high you can go. So the man took the crap and he went up to the mountain, got all the way to the highest high, and he was like, man, I'm at my highest high. So he came back down and he said, bull, show me how I want to fly. I want to learn how to fly. I want to fly. I want to be at most highest high and then fly. And he was like, yeah, sure. Take this crap, and he gave it to him again. Go on up there to the mountain and just jump off, fly. So he did it. He got up to the top of the mountain and he flew. Only problem is he ain't know how to land. Moral of the story is don't take all the bullshit with you. You think all that BS is a bunch of BS after a while. After a while, you're going to stop the BS.
You will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is that
Let's
much
do.
In truth that we are walking, living truth. And accountability is affordable when you see it. Or it can be expensive.
Mm.
It's up to you. But the accountability is real.
You know, when it comes to accountability, you guys, I wrote at the top of the show, I promise you. I wrote at the top of the show is accountability, I feel, is like the ticket off of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Isn't that like one of the biggest keys or the golden key? Accountability, where we all, you know, attempt to run from or so resistant to?
The issue with accountability is
people are being told to use it,
but they don't know how to use it. How do you use accountability? You be true with yourself. You have to be authentically true with yourself. Embrace your flaws. Take your negatives and bring them together and sit at the table with them. And use them to teach yourself. Use you to teach you how to be more than just you. Use you to teach you how to be more than just you. Use you to teach you how to be more than just you. How do you do that, Auntie? Before you give it to anybody else, give it to yourself. You want to give me some roses? Go buy yourself some roses. How do those roses make you feel? How do they smell to you? Did you prick your finger on that thorn? Do you know how to cut it on an angle so that you can keep them for 7 to 10 days instead of 2 to 3? Have you nurtured your roses and your gifts that you give to yourself so that when you gift other people, you can teach them how to maintain and sustain the gift you gave them? We're not teaching how to be accountable because we're just doing things because it can be done. It's like science. All science ain't good science. Just because you can create it doesn't mean that it's needed. Is the science that you're creating going to be something that helps things to seem to move a little faster but makes and not responsible for doing things for themselves? When did the computer start training you instead of you training the computer? And when is it going to be a time when the computer learns to outsmart you, where you give it a no need to be programmed, and now it seems to be more human than you?
It's actually going on right now if we ain't careful.
It's the reason why I brought it up.
Yeah.
We are so caught on technology. We have 6G. Now, remember, they said we were only going to need 5, and then 5 said we were going to need 6. And we'll probably end up with a whole lot of other numbers that are being used energetically to allow this scientific energy to continue to amplify. But when's the last time that somebody made an order and really walked into a store and talked to a person and did a exchange on that order? How many of us are so programmed to be to think that we're the programmers when technology is no longer needing us because we have programmed technology to program itself? Where's the accountability? Because we stop programming ourselves, and now we allow Google and all of these other things to program us.
Let me tell you, you guys, if I did a broadcast in the week, I did 2 broadcasts of Peru the Oracle Presents. Go back and listen to both of them, but particularly the last one that I did, I think it's the consciousness awareness with A.A. Rashid and Brother Rich. But he spoke on Osei Kapoor, guys. If you got YouTube,
type in Osaka for Black Science TV 111. He speaks on the 6G. There's not many people speaking on the 6G now, but he's one brother that, I mean, brother had about a 10-minute cipher on 6G and what the fuck is going on. So hit up Osaka for on that. But I was listening to Brother Rich's channel, and Eternal, I know you listen to the channel a lot, but he stated, somebody stated on his channel that we were the original AI as far as humans being slaves and mining the gold for the Anunnaki, right? And then if we are not careful, these computers, there is a whole artificial intelligence program that is actually running shit, running our government, running our, you know, it is the artificial programs that are already in power running shit. They already, so if we were the original AIs, what makes us think that they can't take over?
Well, they can't take over because the difference between a computer and you is that you have free will. The computer only functions off of programs. You can change your mind in an instant and not have to continue to be part of the machine. The computer is only going to be part of the machine. You shut down the machine, you destroy the computer. You shut down the machine, we still exist. That's the difference. And the issue is that we're not allowing us to program us. That's the problem. We don't trust us as individuals,
algorithm,
as entities, as spiritual energies, as the all-knowing once we allow ourselves to know that we don't know all. And so we're continuously allowing ourselves to be taught. The trees teach you that they can sway like a church choir if you watch them. The grass shows you that it has been able to sustain for so long because even as a thin little piece amongst the masses, it is powerful. Why are we not being like blades of grass? Why are we not swaying like the trees? Why are we not ripples in the ocean? Why are we not expanding what is us? And yet we'll go and allow a form of what we've created in technology. Because, see, what people don't know is that the computer, when you break it down to its minor fraction, it's 666 with a remainder of multiple sixes for eternity. That's what a computer is. Isn't that you? Why are we giving so much to the computer when we are the ones computing to create the computer? Have we forgot that we need to go in and dust off our microchip and cleanse our own spaces from debris, from dust? We're not doing this. And everybody wants to be a part of in chaos. And it's no right or wrong in being a part of in chaos. But it is accountability. How do you get accountability when you're not even willing to stand with yourself with the new things that you're finding out about yourself? As soon as you get it, you want to transmit it off to somebody else, not even understanding it for yourself. All you know is, oh, I got it. You got your hands on it, but you don't understand it. I can give you a book. You got the book, but you've never read the book. You never opened the pages of the book. You didn't take time with the book. So you got the book, and you're going to give everybody else the book, not even knowing the context of the book. And it might be some stuff in that book that's going to trigger some people who ain't where you are on your path, that's going to send them spiraling back into their negative selves. And you gave it to them, trying to help, which only hurt because you never opened the book to see what was inside of it so that you would know how to assist in other people receiving the book from you. You got to learn you before you can help anybody. If you don't, you're going to hurt everybody in some diaspora because a lot of people assume that they can leak up to you and be okay. but they haven't come through the debris you've been able to shake off. So now they got their debris and your debris, because you ain't learned how to teach them how you got your debris off you, so that the debris can not only come off of them from you, but they can get rid of their own debris if they only listen to informative information that has been activated in you. We don't want to be regurgitators. We want to be activators. We want to be able to share information that we have actively already tested on ourselves, so that when other people get to the rough parts, they can say, hey, Rue, what the fuck is this? You sent me this stuff. I don't know how to use this stuff. You can say, listen, I'm going to send you some information on how I used it. Pick from that smorgasbord what works for you, and the rest is on you to teach you. But I'm going to share with you what I got from it. You do have a cheat sheet. And even if you can't find your way, if my way works for you, you're free to use it, because I'm sharing with you activated information, not regurgitated information. When I came up on the stumbling block, instead of going straight, I understood that in my 360, there was a 180, and in that 180, there was a couple of 90s, and then after those 90s, there was some 45s. So your mouth might not be as big as mine that you can bite off the 180. Start at the fundamentals and do the 45. And then when you get from the 45 and your mouth starts to stretching and your muscle starts to growing, now you can open up from 45 to 90. Now you can open up from 90 to 180. Now you're able to consume the 360. But you got to be willing to start fibric, minute, micro parts, and feel and feed accordingly to you as an individual. Because then you can activate it when you can consume it all and be able to then share it with other people who you allow to be connected to you. But you can't teach shit that you ain't activated. You're only regurgitated. And to the people who assume that you got your shit together, you've left those demonic spaces and places and negatives and narratives and chaos and bullshit right there for them to walk into, because you didn't activate your shit then. You got to the 360 and activated your shit then. And here they come running behind you talking about, oh, he got it, so I'm going to go get it. And now they super fucked up. And you hurt them thinking that you were helping them because you didn't know when to tell them to slow down and look out for the bumps in the road. You're going to come up on a curve. You got to slow down so you don't fall off the ledge. You're going to have to make a jump. So make sure that you are able to throw the things that you're bringing with you across before you get to that gap and got to jump. They running behind you. They done almost fell off the curb. They done went and ain't paid no attention to the jump because, hey, you made it to the other side. Shit, I'm going to make it too. And they fell. And now they broken legs. And you at your 360. So you ain't looking back. And now they hurt, and they trying to figure out how they going to get up and restart. So be aware and responsible and accountable for the things that we are sharing with other people that we have not fully activated in our very own lives. Because if I'm going to teach you how to do something, I want to give you all I got, because I don't want you to end up falling short. I want you to make it. And if I made it, then I can tell you how to make it, because I activated me making it.
All right. So with that being said, y'all, we'll go ahead and begin to close the show, guys. But I just wanted to speak on distraction. You know, I feel that
distractions are at an all-time high. You know what I mean? So everything, it seems to be like everything is distracting us, you know, from getting to that point in which you seek, you know what I'm saying? And I even think that when we teach people things or when we lead people a certain way or we think we the guru, you know, or the spiritual counselor or whatever, I think even that is a distraction that we do, you know, in order to deflect, you know what I'm saying, the shit. Right.
It definitely is when it's not activated.
Right.
If you don't act, if I say, nephew, teach me how to drive your car. You say, auntie, don't you got a driver's license? I say, yes. You say, well, drive my car like you drive your car. Well, no, they ain't the same make and model. They're not the same car. And you might not have had an oil change here lately. So your car jerking and sputtering, that's normal to you. But that ain't normal to me. Because my car had an oil change, and it's a different make and model, and it's not the same car. So where your windshield wipers is on your car might not be where my windshield wipers are on my car. Where your signal is on your car might not be my signal. Cars got holograms in the front of the driver's seat. Don't nobody else see that hologram but the driver. So you can't just assume that I know how to operate your vehicle. You have to teach me how to drive your car. And because you know how to drive your car, I need to be willing how to learn how to drive your car when I'm going to take possession of your vehicle. Because if I tear your shit up, you're going to want me to pay for it. Right or wrong?
Oh, shit. Right. Absolutely.
So can I really be accountable for driving your car? If I never asked you how to drive your car and you never told me the uniqueness about your car, am I solely accountable for having an accident in your car?
Mm-mm.
Are we taking accountability? Well, I never did. I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her she got to roll the window down to get out. I didn't tell her that I need some brakes, so she got to start stopping before she actually stops. Where's the accountability on the owner of the vehicle for not giving the necessary information on how to operate their car? It's the same thing with this spiritual shit. It's the same thing with books. It's the same thing with videos. It's the same thing with everything else we do and use. It's the same shit, different tools and what we're using, but it's the same energy in how to support people being able to use your stuff. And that even goes with friendship. If I don't teach you how to love me, then you gonna love me the way you love Susan and Carrie and Tasha and all of them. But all of them not me. And all of them don't have the debris that I'm carrying. And all of them ain't went through and experienced the things that I went through and experienced. So the love that you gave them ain't conducive for me. It ain't conducive to me. So we got to take the time to really put in the work to be willing to be accountable as individuals and how we communicate and how we talk to bring forth a information station, so to speak, to where we can be informed about what it is we say we want to link with and be a part of and communicate with and share. And that ain't always easy. And that's the problem.
Accountability.
A lot of people are telling us it's easy. All you got to do is do it. But if I've never activated it, I don't know how to do it. So if it's easy for you, then bring your easy ass over here and show me how to activate it. Don't just give it to me. Give me the tools I need to be able to activate it. Because that's when you're helping me and not hurting me.
All right. Eternal, I don't know if that's you in the background, but go ahead, and after you, Eternal, we can go ahead and begin to wrap up.
Yeah, that was deep, because even with the children, how much do you love your children enough that they have instructions? And have instructions to their people who are going to babysit your child, because you might treat your child different from how they treat their child. And so when your children are with somebody else's children, you still got to give that instruction so it won't be, oh, well, I treat my children different. I mean, you still got to have that communication. You still got to have that value of how much did you have the love and the effort to give this child, the people who taking care of your child, that difference. Because just like with that, you could walk away and now the child gets in an accident. Or let's say the accident ended up being the child ate something allergic, and yet the child was saying it, but, you know, as you like, I feed my children this, you're going to eat that. And then I come here, and then I say, what happened? And the child got all the bumps on the face, and I'm like, what happened? Well, I can't be mad at that parent, even though before I take accountability. I can get mad, but I got to still take accountability. And so for that being that, I got to remind myself, did I talk to him? Did I let them know that my child is allergic to such and such and such and don't feed him this? You know, that's when we have to look at it, not from one perspective, from different perspectives. So that's different from perceptions, inceptions, interceptions, interceptions, your reception, your deception, and what you accept and don't accept as your exceptions. Because once it's an interception, it's like someone threw a ball and you didn't know where it was coming from. But you was in the group. You was a part of the team. You even said, break. You even said, let's do this all together as a team. And then someone fumbled. Someone dropped the ball. Now, imagination towards when someone, if someone was to drop a ball, what do we do? Do we all jump on the ball? Do we all wait till the whistle is blown? And then it's a dead game. But if it's a moving ball, it's just like everybody's accountable for this ball and the movement if we're all as a team. But that's only if it's communicated. That's only if, like how she said, we got to love ourselves enough to say, what would I tell me? What would I give myself in inclusion if this person had no idea, no clue, no nothing whatsoever of what's going on when I give my child over to this being? Am I actually sober enough to think that way versus free willing and say, oh, come on, got my child. I'm finally free. And then run off. And yet at the same time, you still got responsibilities that you didn't take care of. I have some sisters and brothers who, when they have their child, they quit to want to give their child off to someone else because they don't want to deal with their child. But then I'll be like, well, damn,
yeah.
Do you love yourself? Because if you love yourself, you would love that child. You wouldn't just pass your child on to anybody. You would make sure that child would know everything that's needed to be known just as much as a parent would, so that whoever's taking care of your child would take them just as good as you. So that's why we have to do this communication. We think, oh, I ain't got to tell nothing to nobody. I get what you're saying. However, that's showing me that you are neglecting, you're abusive, and you're dysfunctional walking around this earth. And you've been doing it for this long now that someone now has to address you. You need to now know my eye. Something's going to smack you in the face eventually. If I ain't addressing you, somebody else will. And they might not say it the way I'm saying. It might be even more harsh if you think this is harsh. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, they might lock you up. They might beat you up. There's so many things that repercussions. Woo! We talking about PTSD.
Yeah.
I went to a store to get some food. I'm in Baltimore. I'm getting my food, and I said, excuse me, can I get my lemonade that's supposed to go with my food, right? She says, I know that. Mm. I'm like, woo, let me back up.
Oh, wow.
Because it was like, I already gave you my money. The only thing I can say is you give me bad service. But I had to keep in mind, these sisters back here, there ain't nobody back there. There's a brother back there, but they fussing that brother out. I mean, every time he say something.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, that's what's going on. They used to doing this.
Yeah.
So, and then they're already used to not loving themselves. So that's why they're in this position now, doing how they're doing and acting how they act. I said, okay, now I get it. I love myself enough not to involve my energy on that, not to inflict on the lemonade that I'm soon going to get because it could have spit in it because I say something nasty. So I had to keep my composure so that as I leave the room, now I could talk about it to my brother and say, well, you know, we don't have to go there again because it was a little nasty when I went in there. And you could tell, like, it's not going to be one thing that a person does that show you who they are. It's going to be multiples of things. And it just takes you, your senses, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, to figure these things out. Even your feet. I walked in on the floor. It was sticky. I mean, I'm talking about majorly sticky. I was standing for 1 second, and my foot felt like it was already primed to the ground. I was like, good gracious, I picked my foot up and then step in another spot and feel like I'm stuck in that. I was like on some stickle pad that usually the roaches get in when a roach motel type drink. I was like, this is the floor? Now, this is the front of the floor. We ain't even talking about what's back there. So when it becomes this type of lifestyle characteristic, it all kind of show like godliness is next to cleanliness, period. So if it's ungodly, you start to see some other things that come up behind that. The attitude, you know what I mean, the energy, you know, whether it's the type of music they listen, it starts to pick up all in it. So it's a point when someone's accustomed to doo-doo, they wear it, clothe it, they talk it, they become it, they probably smell like it, their attitude is it. So it's a lot that when it comes to who you are, you know, if you can become more pure than anything, become it. If you think you're the purest shit, go ahead, become it. You'll find out eventually how someone say, you know, you're not as pure as you thought you was. But then it's up to you to see how much love you have for yourself. Keep your composure and say, well, I still am the S. I know I'm the S. And that's all it is to know. But it's all about our life. Our life teaches us how do we grow from it? How do we grow into it? How do we grow out of it? How do we grow through it? Because when you have growth, that's where the TH, that means you went through a certain level of what you're at. That does not mean you stop. It does not mean there's no more room for other growing things. Because this is where the growth starts to become. Once you see it as growth, like your parents, they might say, man, the way you talk now is so educated. Well, they see the growth in you. That's why the communication could be better. That's why the understanding could be better. That's why even with the emotions, not to be too emotional. You know, we get so emotional, we get caught up into everything else that we don't really get the full message of what's going on. And I see somebody in my booth, so I'm going to have to go. I'm going to give y'all, this is my last word.
Okay.
So I'm about to see y'all.
Okay.
Peace and love to time, man.
Enjoy. Peace and love.
Yes. Peace and love. Respect. Ashe. All right.
Ashe. Ashe. All right, you guys. So this has been an amazing. Go ahead.
So, I was just going to piggyback. I shared something in the back. In the group. But as Eternal was speaking in the regards of getting to know, I've put pictures of this particular thing. MJ's teacher sent it home the first week of school, and I just went through his book bag and I pulled it up, and as Eternal was talking about, you know, even dealing with children, and this here says, getting to know your child. You know your child best, and I would love to know your perspective on how the following statements, feel free to share additional information as you see fit. Thank you for your time and effort. I'm looking forward to a productive and fun-filled year working as a team on behalf of your child. So the beginning of this paper, it says, you know, who's recording the information, the child's name, age, years, months. Your child writes with the left hand, cuts with the left hand. Example, life skill characteristic traits as evidence in school and or at home. My child seems to need day support with this. And then there's 1 through 8 that she listed, organization, folders, papers, backpack, lockers. You can put a lot, some, or very little. Learning to follow routine, a lot, some, or very little. Patience with others, waiting turn to speak and play, etc. A lot, some, or very little. So this, I put it in there, and you're free to share it or what have you, if you want to.
Well, I'm in jail.
Nephew.
I'll share it.
But there were just, you know, 1 through 8 questions. Then it says, so far, learning to read has been easy, typical, or challenging. As far as spelling, it's been what? Easy, typical, or challenging? You know, and it says, you know, fundamental fine motor skills. You know, so far writing has been different stuff. So I put it in the group because at some point you can go play with your inner child with it. What do you know about your inner child?
Yes.
My child attends school last year. Yes. If yes, what grade, what school? Just, you know, simple information stuff. And so this is just like something that I thought I would share. Actually, it's three pages, so I got to take a picture of this one too. But, you know, what holidays do you and your child celebrate? What activities do y'all enjoy? Other important facts. You know, your child might not like peanut butter and jelly. Your child want a peanut butter sandwich. You don't want no jelly on his sandwich or preserves. So how much do we know our inner child? I'm going to post this on Facebook, and I'll post it in the group. And this will be just something fun. If you guys deem you want to participate, do. If not, then leave it void. But I think it'll help us with our very own inner child. What do we know about our inner child? Because communicating starts in our childhood. We have lost so much by not having rite of passage, that we don't even understand the fundamentals of communication. And it, as Lauryn Hill would say, it could all be so simple, and yet we rather make it hard. Loving you is a battle, and we all end up with scars. So at what point are we going to remove the scars and be okay with knowing that a bump or a bruise doesn't have to be forever? You know what I'm saying? We can all use this stuff to really put together plans that make sense for us as individuals, creating foundations of how we will allow ourselves to teach ourselves. Because when you know how to teach you, it'll put you in a position to be able to teach others that are similar to you. And then you're not fighting for it. It comes, it happens, and we all grow in our knowing. And this is going to be my... you know, my clothes. At the end of the day, you're your first everything. You're your first student. You have to love yourself like you would want your mother to love you. You have to love yourself like you would want your father to love you. You have to love yourself how you want your mate to love you. And from you doing simple things, you'll be teaching and not even know that you're in class, because life is a school. And every day that you wake up, the people around you are learning you and you're learning them. And so we're teachers and students. And we all know that when the teacher is ready, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Stop looking outside of yourself to be the teacher. You are your student and your teacher. It's a great place to be if you allow it to be. Peace, love, and light, even from our darkness. Enjoy the remainder of your day. And don't let these people get in your head about these dang-on shots. Stick to nature, stick to nurture, and continue to rise. Ashe.
Ashe, ashe. All right, on the shots, you know what I'm saying, I can be a bit nonchalant, you know what I'm saying, sometimes when we've said a thing over and over and over and over again and people are not getting it. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we're at a level now to where if you just don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying, how am I even going to have, forget empathy, you know, I'm not going to even have sympathy for you, you know, but I shouldn't be so harsh as to say fuck you, but, you know, I mean, for real, y'all, at this level, you know, I feel that the distractions, even COVID can be a distraction. You know, whether you got the vaccine or not, you know what I'm saying? We are so focused on external shit, you know, and myself included. You know, so I have to self-check myself all the fucking time. Like, all right, and that's why my post about, you know, okay, y'all, I'm going to have to start minding my business. This is internal work that I'm doing because I have come, you know, self-checked myself that I am worried about, you know, other people's shit, and if they ain't getting it, and I'm not even, I've been neglecting and haven't even catered to my own shit. And there is a lot of shit that I need to get in order, okay? So that was
That is, you know, why it's important that when we self-check, we have an understanding of what that check is cashing in our lives. What is your self-check cashing or depositing in your life? Or what is it pulling or withdrawing from your life? I am one that I am very informed on what's going on with the whole COVID thing, and I'm just throwing shit on my page and in groups. Like it, love it, don't read it, don't care about it, whatever it is, one thing you will never be able to sit back and say is that I didn't tell you.
You were uninformed, yeah.
Yep.
So as long as I'm not gonna browbeat you. I'm not. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. Guess what? One thing about this corporation that I do like is that they make laws and they don't pay attention to the old laws that they put into play. See, when they gave us HIPAA, they gave us a foundation to pull litigation on this goddamn shot shit. Use what you got to get what you want. Don't quit your job. Don't leave school. Use HIPAA.
Yep.
And get a lawyer.
Wait a minute. What's going on with school? They making them get it if you to go to school?
Yeah. College is making them. You can't come on campus. All this old stuff. Use HIPAA. Don't quit. Nothing. If they mailing you documentation, put it in a folder. Put it in an envelope. Call a lawyer. Don't quit.
So a lot of us don't like to fight because a friend of mine in New York, you know, and I love him, and I mean, you know, we was all together about COVID, you know, but it wasn't until they threatened his job that he folded, and it hurt me because I was like, you know, all this time, bro, you've been fighting, you know, and as I was giving him, you know, some tips like you had said and stuff, as I was starting to give him tips and stuff like, okay, bro, we'll do this or try to do this or at least get the waiver, you know, just to, you know, cover you until, you know, shit starts to align to, you know, on what your next move needs to be. Just at least have the waiver. You know, they start questioning. It's two of them, actually. And they both start questioning about the waiver, you know.
That's all right. They can question. Because what you tell them to do is to go and get a letter from their doctor to run their lab, and you attach your lab to a HIPAA form. And if they are not part of your medical team, they're not privy to your medical lab. And in that, and I don't have to tell you if I don't, because HIPAA says that you are not a medical healthcare professional, that I have aligned with working with my physical body. My body, my choice.
There it is. Stand on
their law. Get your doctor to run your lab and have your doctor write you a letter that says that you are holistically doing and taking the regimens of whatever it is you deem you need to take, and you attach that with your lab. So your labs are going to show that you don't have COVID. Okay? And if you got to get tested, family, do not do the nasal swab testing. Do the oral swab testing and take with you a small bottle of the brown Listerine, the one that's in grandma's bathroom that you don't like.
The nasal has the rhino
technology still attached to it, and they're piercing that very thin bone that is right beneath your brain. That's why it hurts. And they're attaching that shit. If you do the oral swab, if you know anything about the mouth, your mouth is nastier than your tail, your butthole. Your mouth is nastier than your butthole. It has all bacteria, germs, viruses, everything in your mouth. So when they swab your mouth, you're going to take that Listerine right there in their face and throw it in your mouth and swoosh it. As long as you can stand it, I'm going to do it the whole ride back home. Those tests are a three-day test, so it takes 3 days to get the results. So if you're traveling out of the country, if you're needing it to go on cruise ships, plane rides, anything, you go get the oral swab 3 days before you leave so that you can present those oral swab results to whomever wants you to be tested. And then you take that oral swab result and your medical physician's letter that says that you are covered under HIPAA and you have a right to choose your care. And with your care, you're doing everything in a natural way, a homeopathical way, to not get the virus, and you've been tested and your test is negative, and you don't have to get the shot. Use HIPAA. Use HIPAA.
There are so many things that use HIPAA. There you go, y'all. And if you need to contact us, go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net, or if you're in our Facebook group, you can look in our Facebook group and go under announcements, and you can see, you know, we're in the group. You know, you can search the members, LJ Presley, Eternal, you know, L Bay, or myself, Keith and Boyd, my government, you know what I'm saying? But you can search for, you can see under the announcements, we pin all the shows there. So if you are having issues with our website or anything like that, you could go to our Facebook group, and you can look for us there if you need to have a conversation about what you need to do, guys. But, you know, you do not have to fold, okay? You know, I think we forgot how to fight. We have forgot how to fight, y'all. You know, and you don't have to just...
I have shared on Facebook, there is a doctor who has worked with them for over 20 years in the regards to this virus. And you see him and hear him telling on them that this was never supposed to be used in human body, ever. Okay? So that video is on my wall. Y'all can hit me up so y'all can see it. I think I posted it in the group. You guys need to be paying attention to these physicians. Some of them are not standing on their code of ethics. The code of ethics means that they are, even when it comes to the law, they are supposed to be for the people and keeping people safe from the government and the law. So you've got doctors that are quitting their jobs, starting their own private practices, and coming out and telling the truth. You've got scientists doing this. So I know you feel like, I can't trust it, I can't trust it, I don't know what to do, I don't know if I should or I shouldn't. Listen to me. If you wasn't born with it, you probably don't need to get it. A lot of us, autism and a lot of different things are triggered by them giving us these, what they call communicable diseases and infections and stuff, to make sure that we have the antibodies to get it. Now let me say this. To people who have caught the COVID and you were able to fight it off naturally, you don't need nothing. Your body created the natural antibodies for you to now be protected. They're telling you they've got all these variants and different types of it and all like that. Your body can fight it. Don't you go nowhere and let these people test you in your nose. And don't you let these people shoot you with no shot. If you got it and you beat it, you great. If you ain't got it and you haven't been tested, keep doing what you're doing. You okay. You ain't got it. And if you got the shot, get with these holistic people that you communicate with on Facebook and start finding out what teas and stuff you can use to try to buy you some more time. The man that has been in the labs working with these people in this regard, he gave it up 6 months to 3 to 5 years. People who have gotten a shot, and this is not what I'm saying, this is what he said talking to the people in the regard. And I quote, you've got 6 months to 3 to 5 years. And he quoted, you're going to transition. You're going to transition. I will re-put it up.
Which
for those of you who are doing holistic stuff, I put it in a group. But this man, they cut him off. They were trying to stop him from talking at that point because he was giving it up. And I'm telling y'all, do your due diligence. Grandma had it. She died. No, grandma had heart problems. Grandma was a diabetic. Grandma had high blood pressure. And if nothing else, grandma was just old, and her immune system could not take it, and she was going to transition anyway. It just speeded it up. You've got predisposition illnesses, diabetes, cancer, diverticulitis, anything that is wrong with you, cardiac problems, lung problems, that shot is not going to do anything but amplify it. You are allowing technology into your body, and it is confusing your brain to think that it is now you. And they're going to be able to push the button. Y'all, please go on the CDC website. They have an apocalypse section in their CDC website. Go and look at the CDC, okay? These people been having this stuff out here. We just wasn't looking for it. It's available. It's public record. Be advised. Be aware. Be you authentically. Be you. It's a warrior inside of you that's there to protect you. For you. You have a right to protect your physical body, your choice.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and cut it off right there. Please join us tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. It's going to also be like an open discussion, but it's mainly going to be talking about, you know, the importance of, you know, the importance on why our attention should be inwardly now, because I've been seeing, even with what happened with me last week, you know, I've been seeing a few others who have done something similar, but they have a few people, like you haven't been seeing them on Facebook. Like you've been seeing a lot of people fall back. You've been seeing a lot of people retreat because there is a universal message that is like, you know, now is a time to where we do not need to get caught up in the distractions, you guys. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, about, you know, the fallback and the inward focuses and all of that. So anyway, open discussion, you know what I'm saying? But that's just a focal point that I wanted to put. So, yeah, guys, if you I'm painting again. So if you go on our website, you'll see I haven't uploaded any new ones yet, but you'll see on IG, guys. Follow us on IG. It's Enhancing Awareness Radio. All together, Enhancing Awareness Radio on IG. You'll see things. I'm active on IG because I'm in Facebook jail. You know what I'm saying? It comes. That's the sacrifice we got to take, so I'm cool with it. You know, so, yeah, guys, join us tomorrow. And that's it, guys. Just remember, you know, accountability, as much as we are resistant to accountability, and shout out to Sensei. You know what I'm saying? I still love my brother Sensei. But, you know, he was pushing that accountability, you know what I'm saying? And I was resistant. I mean, just resistant, like a wet cat, you know. But I started to retreat and really started to think, like, wait a minute. This accountability thing is actually one of the golden keys, right? But, see, I had to get that for myself in my timing. Not his, you know what I'm saying? Or not anybody else, but I had to get that for me in my timing. Right? So accountability you will possibly get in your timing in your own way. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, think about it. You know what I'm saying? Could accountability be one of my golden keys? All right, y'all. Peace, and we'll see you tomorrow. Ashe.
I'm a recovering undercover over lover. Covering from a love I can't get over. Recovering undercover over lover. And now my common law lover thinks he wants another. And I'd lie for you, I cry for you, and pop for you, and break for you, and hate for you, and hate you too, if you want me to. Oh, I pray for you, crochet for you, make it from scratch for you, leave out the lash for you, go to the store for you, do it some more for you. Do what you want me to. Guess I'm a fool for you. I'm a recovering undercover over lover. undercover over lover. Now my common law lover thinks he was another, and I lie for you and cry for you and pop for you and break.
I can't write.
Oh.